Well, if you were going to come back with me, let's say 25 years ago, you'd find me in a clinic working with a physiotherapist, trying to find out basically what I do. Because since I was a child, about 2.5, I used to do healing. I used to heal animals, little chickens when I was a little kid. I had a pet chicken that I healed. And I went to this physiotherapist because I thought, she had all these different qualifications, not just physiotherapy, cranial osteopathy, a whole wall, like the wall behind you, was full of certificates. She believed in me more than I believed in myself. So basically, she said, I'm not going to tell you what's wrong with this girl. She was about 15 years old. I just want you to do your healing thing. Whatever you do, just do it on this girl. So I don't know if you've ever played with magnets before. Have you ever played with magnets? If you've got two north poles of a magnet together, you can feel like a repelling sensation. So how I used to do healing is I used to feel a kind of repelling sensation, the energy field around a person's body. And where there was a blockage, it would feel like my arm was being pushed away from the area. So just imagine, the body is one north pole of a magnet, my hand's another north pole. When I get to a problem area, it would push my arm up in the air. It was almost like float up in the air. And what I would do is I would just focus on that area, and slowly, slowly my hand would come back down and level off. And I would basically go round the body, just leveling off all these little bumps in the energy field. So that's the only way I could describe it. And then the client suddenly started to vibrate. Her body started to vibrate. Her muscles started to spontaneously move. And it was a bit freaky, to be honest. I didn't know what was going on. And I looked at the physio, and the physio looked at me. And I'm thinking, oh,
what's going on?
She says, don't worry, Kobe. Just carry on what you're doing. Uh-huh. Don't worry. So I carry on. And the client actually goes, oh, I can feel some pain. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm making it worse here, The physio said, don't worry, just keep going. She's moving around for about, 12, 14 minutes, suddenly just stops completely, as if it was a switch on and a switch off. And then the physio says, okay, now try and get up. So she gets up, and all you could hear is like that noise, both feet on the floor. And then a mother walks in, the mother of the girl. She was only like 15, and the mother saw her, stood up, and she starts crying. And the physio's looking at me, and I'm looking at the mother, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? So they tried to explain to me. They said that when this girl was a small baby, basically she was born with one leg growing longer than the other. And basically she was walking around, hopping around for the last 15 years. So she couldn't put both feet on the floor.
Right.
And I was a bit... Are you trying to tell me that her leg's just grown 4 inches? So she says, no, Kobe, she didn't grow 4 inches. I thought, because that would be really ridiculous. No, she said basically what was happening was that she also had a curvature of the spine. And the way it was curved, it was exaggerating the leg length difference. So you can imagine the side with the short leg was being curved upwards, so it was exaggerating that. And then what happened when she had the treatment, or whatever you want to call what I was doing, is it basically her spine straightened up. And then
gave her the extra...
Yeah, it gave her a couple of inches or something. And then basically she could just walk. She was walking around, and she was looking at her mother, and mother really started crying, and I'm thinking, oh. And then when I realised what happened, my head went really huge. And it was funny, then I had another client the next day, while my head was really big, and it was just a simple frozen shoulder. It usually takes me between 15 seconds to half an hour to do something like that, and it didn't work at all on him. So it's almost like the universe saying, Kobe, stop it with the big head business. You do what you're supposed to do, and don't take credit for it. So anyway, the next client is how all this started with the disc. And basically it was a lady with muscular dystrophy, which is a muscle wasting disease, and she was like almost like a skeleton and she was lying on the treatment couch. And again, the lady came in, the physio, she said, just do what you do. And I thought, God, I'm going to get this on film, because after what happened with the girl, I thought, nobody's going to believe me. I need to start filming this stuff. So I bought myself a nice, I want a Sony camera, it's like really ancient now. But I set it all up and I started filming what we were doing. And I did the same thing, I just went round and suddenly the light started to flash, and that was pretty weird. So it was almost like we had a couple of bursts of energy was affecting the electricity in the room. The lights were flashing. It was quite dramatic.
Wow.
And then this lady with this muscular dystrophy, you could see her muscles in her chest rippling, not just individual muscles. All the muscles in her chest were rippling, her legs were rippling, her hands were opening out, fingers stretching, coming back, stretching. The same thing was happening with her feet. I'm thinking, let's hope. I was hoping because the lights were flashing and I used to affect electricity really badly, and I had everything plugged into the mains instead of battery, because batteries just drain when I do what I do. Well, I don't know why, but that's what happened. Anyway, so we started recording all this and we got to the end, and it was a good job we recorded it because it was weird and freaky and all that. Basically, I showed that video to a friend of mine who is... was actually in the Institute of Hypnotherapy and Parapsychology.
Because you studied hypnotherapy.
I studied it, but only far later, not at that time. But he was a hypnotherapist and a parapsychologist, part of the Institute. So I thought, I'll show him this video. He can explain to me what's going on here, because I had no idea. Anyway, showed him this video, and suddenly he starts moving around watching the video. I'm thinking, don't stop pulling my leg. He said, no, Kobe, I don't know what's going on, but I can't stop this. So I'm thinking, is it psychosomatic, because he can see her moving around or whatever? So he said, well, maybe it's psychosomatic. We don't know.
So what does it mean, psychosomatic?
Psychosomatic is if you see something, you believe that that's real, then you're sort of copying it or you're reacting to it physically, right? So to take that element out of it, what we did was we recorded the video and we did... an exhibition at the Armitage Centre, which is in Manchester. And what we did was we got these people to stand with their back to the video so they couldn't see what was going on, to take the sort of auto-suggestion thing out of it.
Right.
And again, people started moving around. Some people had back problems that healed up. Some people's arms. It was just weird. The whole thing was weird. But the most important thing was people were getting healed of problems. I didn't know what the problem was, and we had like 20-30 people, and we drew, obviously, when you see someone, you're walking past a stand and there's 10-20 people crowding the stand, you're thinking, what's going on? And then one was joining, and then everybody was moving around. It was really freaky. So anyway, so we decided, right, we're going to take this on the road. We're going to do the Kobe Road Show in Cyprus. And the lady that was organizing the demos in Cyprus, she came over and she said, well, what are you going to do? So I said, well, I was thinking of showing this video. So she says, what are you going to do with the video? Well, we thought we might sell it and whatever. And she said, no, don't do that. Because in Cyprus, they used at that time, they used to copy everything. And they said, if that does what you say it does, then that would be the worst thing that you could possibly do. Everything would be, you lose control of everything, and people would just be copying.
Wise advice.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we carried on doing some research, and I put the audio track of this video on a separate track, added some Tweety Bird music to it, because there was no sound. I thought, try to find out why this was doing what it was doing. And basically, we were playing it to people, and they were moving around. And then one day, and there were audio cassettes in those days, not CDs, somebody gets hold of the audio cassette and is waiting to put it in the cassette player, and suddenly their arm shot up.
Oh, I see.
So that's
how it started.
Yes, that's when we realised there was something on the magnetic tape that was recording whatever it is that I was doing. It was nothing to do with the picture.
Right.
It was the actual something magnetic.
The actual energy coming
through it. Something was doing something. So then they were thinking, well, what's got a magnetic tape on it? Credit card. So someone had got the Barclay card out, and they said, can you do it to a Barclay card? I'm thinking, well, this is going to be weird. So I'm holding this Barclay card in my hand, thinking, pretend this Barclay card is someone with pain, for example.
Okay.
Right? And you're going to do healing, like I would imagining doing healing on someone with a pain. So I put this, I do it, it's about a minute, and then I handed it to someone who hadn't seen what we'd been doing, right? Because it's auto-suggestion, it could have been.
Yes.
So I gave it to them, and their arm shot up. And then I said, well, you've got any problems with your back or something like that? They said, oh, as it happens, I do have a back problem. So I said, well, okay, just think about it. And then they started to do some involuntary movements, and we thought, wow, that would be a fantastic way of selling it. So I got a load of credit cards made and quickly put a label on them, programmed them
so
all.
So that was the next step.
Right. Then from the credit card, we moved on to aluminium, mm-hmm. Which was a much better way of doing it. And at that time, I didn't understand what I was doing. I didn't understand anything. And it took 25 years to work out exactly what it was that I was doing and how to make it consistently work on everybody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At that time in Cyprus, I would say it was only working on 75% of people. The 75% were having dramatic results. The rest were just stood there, like, thinking, what the hell is there? Nothing going on with them. Nothing's happening to me,
mm-hmm.
right? But all the other people were responding. But over the 25 years, I found ways of shortening the process. And literally now, it activates within seconds. What I discovered doing all this is that we've all got something inside us, which I call the higher self, which I believe is the part of us that's doing all this healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just believe that what I'm doing is allowing people to connect with that part of themselves and tap into that amazing power. And over the years, I've learned how to communicate with that part of myself, and it's helped me on a personal level. And I was dyslexic, I used to stutter, I'd even wanted to put me in learning difficulties. Now I write books, produce self-help CDs, mm-hmm. produce videos. So it's been a fantastic help for me. And I believe that's what's going on. I just believe that you are not alone. Mm-hmm. There is this part of you that can help you. You just need to know it's there and know how to tap into it.